Good day, everybody. It's our daily podcast. Pastor Tim Carson got near Christian Center Shreveport. We've entered a new Hebraic month, the month of Nisan. We're going to speak to the prophetic significance of a blooming into a new season for us. All right, let's listen in. Monday. It's the 27th day of March 2023. So I just thought I'd have a little fun with that music there, that Hebraic Jewish music for us as we enter a new month of Nisan, which is a big month because it enters us into the feast season, the spring feast. As you know, we teach a lot on the feast and the prophetic insights and significance of them. And these three are the first important ones, but I really believe this is a word this year that talks about us springing in, because it's a spring feast in the Northern Hemisphere. I know you guys down in South Africa are on a different one, but for us in the biblical sense, it's a new season. It's the beginning of months for us. It's the first month of the new year, and I know everybody said, well, I thought Rosh Hashanah was the beginning, head of the year, and that's just a different concept, but in the counting of the months in Scripture, this is considered the first month. So we could say it's somewhat a new year. Exodus 12 2 talks about that. So we've arrived. It started last week, but we're moving toward the 14th, which is when Passover began. So we're moving toward that, and we're in this new month. But we must understand it also as a passing over into the new year. We've been talking about Chuck Pierce's word about the boiling pot. Remember back in December, he had that word, and then it would go through Passover. So we're trying to make it the 5th of April is the actual day for that. So it is a new year. It's a new beginning. And I want to declare that this month begins a season of spring, of new life that bloom around us. And we need that right now with all the darkness and all the battles that we're in right now. We need this to have our eyes open, to understand the time that we're in, that God's creation is declaring the glory of God in this time. You know, in the winter months, it appears that, you know, we'll never see flowers again. The trees are naked, you know, the grasses go brown, dormant. There seems to be no life. It's like it's hopeless. And then, boom, here comes Nisan. Here comes the first month of the year. And the Lord is saying something through that. Song of Songs 2, 10 through 13 says, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For now the winter has passed, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, and the time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in the land. The fig tree puts forth its green figs, and its vines their blossoms, and they give forth fragrance. Rise up, my love, my beautiful one, and come away. So he's calling us away to awaken out of a winter season and arise to a new life. So I want to just prophesy that over you as we discuss this month right now. The winter's passed. Let's decree that this season, and when it's been cold and hard, we want to say it's over and the time of singing has come. Let's make that declaration in our hearts. So when it comes, it's a miracle that happens in the earth every year. This mercy is shown through this feast and this season. It means the beginning of miracles. That's what Nisan means. So the earth being redeemed right before our eyes and all the blossomings that we see right now, they finish that process of death and they go to new life. And so that points of a secret about this season, as Jesus said in John 12:24, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls in the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. And he was referring to himself, I realize that, laying down his life at Passover. But it also is a desire to redeem us as well and redeem all of creation. He wants us to start the new year, this year, in the best way possible. And he begins with us accepting the redemption offer that he gave us at Passover. And as the heavens declare this, that he is the Lamb of God, the Passover Lamb, Yeshua, he's calling us right now to return to the story of redemption. I shared the story of the cross Sunday during the sermon. Just a reminder of us that everything we have need of was taken care of on the cross. And he put the blood over the doorpost of our heart. And now he desires for us to start this year walking in that love and that forgiveness as we move in to a fresh start. So let's think about what this has done for us. Once we turn to the Lord and he redeemed us by his blood, the miracles only continue from that point on. We're just dust, right? But the breath of the Holy Spirit comes upon us, and that fresh wind of the Holy Spirit is released upon us, and it's a picture of his grace. You know, 5 is a number that has some meanings to grace, and he speaks of his grace. I want to just speak that over you. The message of grace right now, where he revives us by his Holy Spirit, that we can rise and bear forth fruit just like he did. He's the resurrection of the first fruit. Paul declares that truth in Romans. He said, if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit that lives in you. That's Romans 8:11. Take that. He's raised you from the dead, because that's what happens this time of year, is the dead things come back to life. So it's a picture. So when you look at the springing right now, remember this month prophetically what God's trying to say through it. And it's no mistake that God chose that time for the Passover. Death bringing forth life. And it doesn't get any better. So in this month also is tied to the tribe of Judah. It's connected to this, and it shows us that how to move first in praise. So the body part and action associated with Nisan is fitting, for we are called our continuous walk on the right foot toward the Lord, trusting him in all our ways. The Lord bids to us to rise up and put our best foot forward in faith. He tells us to keep walking with praise on our lips and to move onward and upward to the future. That's what the Israelites did after the first Passover. They followed the Lord's direction under Moses, and they walked toward faith out of Egypt. And they came to the Red Sea, and he made a way through the waters, and he consumed their enemies, and the miracles continued. So, after a long winter that we've all been through, and I mean not just a physical winter, we've not had a hard winter where we live, but I'm talking about the difficult cold season, the dark season, we all need reviving. Would you agree? I do. I want us all to be. So the Lord desires to bring this new season, the spring, this new festival season that we're in, to our soul. Look, guys, you've been redeemed by the Passover Lamb, our Lord Jesus Christ. And let's take a moment here to thank him for the gift of life he gives us. He wants us to start the new year with a clean heart. That's what 1 John 1:7 talks about. If you already know the Lord as your Redeemer, take time this month, and today we're bringing the declaration, to remember how the Lord redeemed you out of slavery. He gave that passage in Deuteronomy 15:15. How is the Lord calling you to rise in this next season will be the question that we have to ask. Ask him right now, I'm going to put new breath in us, to breathe new life into us. And any areas of our heart that are barren, cold, and don't want to come or can't come out of the winter season, we have to praise him as we come out. And as we step forward, let our walk, our steps be ordered, that miracles will arise right before our eyes this month. So this is my heart for you. And we can go into all the nuances of this month and what happens in this month, because you got the multiple feasts. Like I said, you have Passover, which will be in a week or so. Then you got first fruits, and then you have the unleavened bread, which Jesus was all of those. And we'll talk about those in the season ahead, but he was all those. So what happens here in the month of Nisan? He's crucified, right? He dies. He's dead, just like that scripture says. And the seed, unless it dies, it can't bear forth life. The seed is placed in the tomb, the unleavened bread. Jesus had no leaven. When we're talking about the leaven of the sin, leaven of sin, the leaven of the Pharisees, he has the leaven of kingdom in him, but he doesn't have the leaven of religion in him. And he goes in there as a pure sacrifice before the Lord. And we celebrate a man, yet God, we realize, a man without sin, Jesus Christ. And he goes in there. Now, first fruits is the resurrection power. So in the month of Nisan, we see all that is needed to be done for us to come out of a dark season, a death season, a desolate season. And when he rises from the dead in this month of Nisan, when he rises, he's the first fruit of the resurrection of the dead. I always teach this: wherever there's a cross, there has to be a resurrection. That's a spiritual law. Because Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. But then he took up his cross, and after his cross, he rose from the dead. So he released the power of resurrection to us through his life and his resurrection. And he made it available to us. So no matter what death process we're going, wherever we follow him and taking up our cross, we must have the assurance and declare the faith that we have to have a resurrection. Now, I can't tell you the periods of times it goes where it's difficult as we bear our cross, but if I have the character of Christ, I will stay in the hope that I will see a resurrection. I will see this situation turn around. Romans 8:29, right? All things work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. We can't just say all things work together for good. It's for those who love him. And in this month, let's renew our love for the Lord. Let's get back to our first love if we have to, if we've drifted from that, like he warns to the church of Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2. But if we walk in this place where we know his love, then we return to that, then we have that power walking in us, then we have hope for the future. As we taught recently about endurance out of Romans chapter 5, it talks about how tribulations come first, then we have the fruit of perseverance or endurance, then it creates character, then we have hope. So I have to remind myself, when I lose hope, that tells me I haven't finished the process of the endurance fruit to get my character to come in agreement with heaven that I have hope for the future, that I have hope of coming out of a winter season, of a cold season, of a dark season. And I think that's what this feast speaks of this year, but I also think that's what this month speaks of this year. So that's why I wanted to share it today. So I want you to envision yourself. Remember, he does above all we could ask or even imagine, if we love him, which we do, right? As we love him, we can have this expectation that he's going to do more than we realize. Open your mouth and receive the blessing that we're releasing here today for you, for your family, for this season. Look, it's dark, and it's about as dark as it's ever been in the world. But in him is the opportunity to change the season. So let's declare today in this month of Nisan that we are going to change the season we're in. We're coming out of winter. The rains are ending. The rains of winter are going to end in our lives to a certain degree. I mean, I realize darkness is still going to be in the earth, but why not over us have that peace of a new beginning? let's have a new hope as we go into this next year. Now, let me pray for you as we close out today. Father, thank you for this new month. Thank you for what happens in this month, the Passover, first fruits, unleavened bread, that you fulfilled those all completely and fully, and that now we can walk in the benefit of your sacrifice. Lord, I pray for everybody listening today that they would have an expectation that they'd have a new month, a new year, a new beginning. Father, thank you that the winter seasons don't have to be permanent, but they can end, and we can begin to go into a season of life bursting forth. I speak that over everybody listening today and for their families. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. All right, see you tomorrow. Well, welcome, and thanks for listening to us each and every day on our daily podcast. Don't forget to go to our website when you need information about our ministry, ChristianCentersReport.com. Also, don't forget we do have a new website, AlephSM.org, the letter Aleph in the Hebrew word, A-L-E-P-H-S-M.org. That's about our school of ministry. We're taking applications for the next fall semester. If you're interested or you know somebody's interested in joining our school, please go to that website and learn about all that we do. Thanks for your sowing and your giving. We'll see you tomorrow and each and every day on these podcasts.